Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 57 of A Walk and Talk with Avalon, Mindful Mentoring, Mindfulness in Your Daily Life, Inspiration for Every Day. Mindfulness, mindfulness, mindfulness. How to see things with a more mindful eye, to feel and sense every moment with intensity and emotion. Ooh. Yes. Thank you for joining this episode. I want to bring to you our thought today is a calming scene. It is a lake in a little place called Mount Dora in Florida. If you've never been there, it's absolutely beautiful, stunning little town. Still has its quaintness about it and a sense of community. And our thought that goes with this windy day on the lake, you'll even see a couple little egrets, little birds that are in the front, but look closely. And our thought that goes with this video in this episode is, when the winds of change blow, build a windmill. When the winds of change blow, build a windmill. Yes, you heard me. So things have been the same for a while. And suddenly the winds of change come in and your life is different. Whether it's your personal life, the political life, the societal life, things are changing around you. And instead of being fearful of unknown, take control of it. That's the idea. Build a windmill. Take control of those winds of change. Take control of your life. Take control of the things you can change. I had a very interesting conversation with someone the other day, and that was what the conversation mentioned. Oh, you know, people come in and they are brutish. They're upset about politics, and they're upset about what's going on in the news. They're upset. And I just listened because I don't want to get into those conversations. And I laughed and I said, yes, have a conversation about things you can change. And she agreed. Yes, exactly. The things you can change. Why brood about things you can do nothing about? Unless you just have the enjoyment of having to have something to complain about. And there are people who do have that enjoyment to just complain about nothing for the sake of complaining. But if it affects you enough that it's going to affect your daily life, it's going to affect your income, it's going to affect the prices of things that you're going to pay, well then, build a windmill. Build your own garden, indoors, outdoors. Start cultivating your own fruits and vegetables so that you're not paying these exorbitant prices when you go to the supermarket or the grocery store or whatever is convenient for you. Shop at farmers markets where it's a lot less expensive. Think about things and how you can do it better. You know the winter's coming. Stock up. Something is on sale of something that you use all the time. Buy it then. Stock up. I'm going to use this for the next 3 months. I already know. Get three. We go through one a month. Because food is essential. Food is an essential need. But it's being prepared, using things to your advantage versus being the one who's always complaining because you can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. So you do what you can. You change what you can. You grab hold of what you can to make it better for you. You build your own windmill. Price of electricity is too much? Hey, build your own windmill. I know that's not practical in a lot of situations, but there are people who do it. Adding solar panels, well, that's expensive. Well, as long as you don't have to give that back, you're bringing it into yours. And if there's an actual way to see it impact your life, then do it. Do the things that you can do to control your life and your happiness, especially from outside forces. Because there's nothing we can do about those outside forces. Even the outside forces who are making these decisions, some of them, their arms are twisted. And some of them have packs and pockets and lies very deep. Favors that they must uphold, that they're held to keep things status quo. So you have to think about your life and taking care of you and yours, your family, your little community. And you can take care of each other. Think about that. Taking care of each other. I don't know how to cook or bake, but I have these things, and my neighbor can cook or bake. Collaborate. Work together. Make things happen. Make the winds of change in your favor. Because things are always going to change. We're always looking for the next, the best, the brightest, the whatever, most convenient, easiest. Things will always change. You can control that by harnessing that wind to your favor. You just have to be creative in how you harness it. You might even be coming up with the next greatest idea. It's right in front of you. Think bigger and smarter. Don't get stuck in that wheel. Think of how can I be better as things change? What can I do as things change? Work in itself has completely changed in the last couple years, and people are grabbing on to new concepts and new ideas. Just like you are listening today, you're thinking of new ways to enhance your life, your lifestyle, to make it easier, to make it happier. And you should, because we can't control all the changes. But we can control our daily life and the way we approach it and what we want to manifest out of it. My friends, you have the power. You're a very powerful, strong, intelligent person. I know that because you're listening to this episode. But you are. I have faith in you. I am here to cheer you on, to get you thinking about what it is to make your life, your emotions, and your daily happiness better. You can do it. It's all from within. And as we move forward and you harness that wind and you build that windmill, I'm here for you. So keep doing it. Keep building, keep going, keep reaching for the stars, and let that wind blow on your face. I want to dedicate this episode to Jan, my new friend from the UK, for the inspiration of our conversation. I am Avalon, and this is Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time, go get it. Go build that windmill.